So this class is on intervals. So anyone can learn minor pentatonics or major pentatonics, like patterns on the fretboard. But the musicians who you admire, they know the numbers and they know the sound of the numbers. So this is, in a way, a big lesson, because you're going to learn if there's an ear training component, like recognizing the sound of what you're hearing, and then there's a fretboard recognition component, which is what are those notes. You recognize the notes you hear in terms of intervals, like what numbers they are in relation to the key, and then you know where to find them on the fretboard. That is the Holy Grail right there. And each of those things has to be practiced separately: the ear training, the ear recognition of the intervals, and knowing where the numbers are. And there's a theory component too, like not just a fretboard theory, but a music theory component, which we need as a backdrop to all this, which is, what are the intervals? Let's start with the minor pentatonics. What are the intervals of a minor pentatonic? First of all, what is the definition of interval? Anyone want to tell me? Distance between two notes, perfect. It's also used in the context of how far you are from the tonic itself. So interval, the word interval is a little bit vague. Like, one of them is, like, the distance between the one and a flat three is three half steps, or a whole and a half step. But then the distance between a five and a flat seven is also three frets. And you may hear someone say it's a minor third up from the five, but yet there's no minor third involved. When you're talking about just the five and the flat seven, there's no minor third involved, but someone may say, yeah, it's a minor third up, because they're describing the distance as a minor third, if that makes any sense, because it's the same as how far the one is to the minor third, i.e. three frets. If that's confusing, just let me boil it down and say interval can refer to the number of a note within the scale, or it can refer to the distance between any two notes, even if one is not involved. If that made any sense at all. And then, so the object of this sheet right here is to play some famous songs where you're not looking at the tab. You're only looking at the intervals. And it tells you the key and what position. That helps you. But it does not tell you the tab. Anyone can go online and look at tab. You don't need a guitar teacher for that, as you know. You need a guitar teacher to help you understand what is going on underneath the surface. Why is this? Why are these licks cool? How do I play them? How can I understand the intervals involved? So let's go back to our original question. Besides what is an interval? The minor pentatonic intervals, there's five notes. We know that the first one is one. What are the other four? What are the intervals of the minor pentatonic? Say you play in the key of A. You play the first note is A, right? How far is that second note to the first note? You know, how many frets? It's three frets, right? And so what interval is that?
Flat three.
To flat three, yeah. How did he get, do you understand how he got that?
Yeah.
Because, if you will, for anyone listening, if you didn't understand, like if you did a major scale, do, re, mi, then each note would be a whole step above the other. That's two whole steps from one to three, but we don't have two whole steps. We have a step and a half, so it's got to be a flat three. So one, flat three. We got three notes left, gentlemen. What are they? See if you can figure it out. In other words, there's five notes in a pentatonic. We already did two of them, one and flat three. He said four, that's right. How'd you get that?
Because I cheated and looked. But
you have a sheet on it?
At
least you got your sheet up. But if, you know, in order to cheat effectively next time, don't tell him you're cheating. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. So it's four. But why is it four? The guitar is tuned in fourths, except for the B sting string. You ever notice this? If you're on any fret you're on, if you go to the next string up, it's going to be a fourth away. Like, we start at A. The interval for the sound of a fourth is here comes the bride, so here comes the bride. But let's say if you start on D, you do it on the next string. Here comes the bride. Right? So fourth. Next. Here comes the bride. But then this next string from G to B, in order to do the fourth, you need to go up one fret from there, because that string is only a third away. So let's do that again. We're at the fifth fret. Yeah. We played from C to F. And so that takes us from fifth fret to sixth fret. And then finally, let's say from F to B flat. So every string is a fourth up from the one before it, except for the B sting string. That's what we call it for kids of all ages. All right. So, what else? So far we got one, flat three, four. What else? He's got a chart. He's got a chart. Bob's got a chart. So Jerry, can you figure it out? This is four, and the next note is a whole step up from there. Can you figure it out? What was it? It's five, correct. Correct. And then what would be up from there, Bob?
Flat seven.
Flat seven, correct. So if I gave you, just to prep you for what's about to come, if I gave you a lick that went, now let me just think about it. If I went four, five, one, let's just keep it simple. My lick is three notes and it's 4-5-1, key of A minor, fifth fret. How would you play it? That's perfect. Perfect. That's all you need. Now you are officially prepared to start looking at this sheet. And the first one, it says, are you going to go my way? Now, there's some weird symbols here. It says 5-4 flat 3 with some lines around it. It means you bend to 5 and then release to 4. So first, don't worry about the bends. Just find the notes. Now, it also says on the right underneath... On the right next to the intervals, it says key of E, open position. So play, let's say you play an E chord at the open position. Just play a regular E chord. And then do the minor pentatonic in that position. And that's where the lick is going to come from. So stay right there at the open fret. So you play open E and then play that E minor pentatonic. Would you please do it? Like play open E, 2, 3, 4, like, I mean the whole chord. 3, 4, like play an E. And now play just the roots of the E shape. It'd be on strings 6, 4, and 1. Now those would be where the yellow dots are on your sheets. And then go ahead and play the minor pentatonic. Okay, a couple things about this sheet. Very good. Nice job, gentlemen. A couple things about this sheet. The dots are the octave below, and the dots above are the octave above. So when you see that first line there, the second and third to last notes of line one of Are You Gonna Go My Way, they have a dot underneath. That means it's the octave below. Well, what octave are we talking about? Whatever octave you choose to start on. What do I mean by all this? I mean that you're playing two octave scale. You start on E. That's one octave, and then right. It's two octave scale. So how do you know which one should be the main octave to start on? It's going to be different for each song. In this song, there's no. If you choose this as the lower octave, then there's no room to get an octave below it. So it has to. We have to. As the main octave. I'm sorry, it should be. That should be the main octave. Actually, it would be only five notes. Because this note would already have a dot above it, if that makes any sense. Does this make sense? Could someone repeat back what I mean by this? What are the notes of the main octave we decided to use for this song? Just play those five notes. Go ahead, Jerry. Yeah, it's going to be the next octave up. Yes, because in this particular song, we have two notes that are an octave below that, and we won't have enough room if we choose the lower octave, Bob. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? So, before we worry about the bends, just find 5, 4, flat 3, 1, the first four notes up there. Now, you have to count. This is where you have to think about what the intervals are. Perfect. So you got 5-4 flat 3-1. Now, as far as the bend goes, I'm on acoustic, so I can't bend that great. But you have to bend from 4 to 5. So you'd have to put your finger on 4 and bend it up to 5. Like, you got it. Yeah, nice. Now, if you know this song, that makes it easier because you can kind of figure the rest out by ear. But that note, the note right after that is a one, but an octave below the one we had. So where's that going to be? Yeah, Jerry's got it. So in other words, Bob, the complete low E on the sixth string. Because Dan Amble, try just that part. You got it, Jerry. Show Bob. Maybe you probably know the song. Do you recognize it? You don't, or you do?
No, I'm just
wrong. Okay. Yep. So look at Jerry for a minute,
Bob.
I got the electric out. You have to learn that riff anyway, because that's like Hendrix 101, like. So let's hear you do it. You got to put your finger on four, bend to five, and then release back to four.
This thing is bending.
It's gonna be hard for you on acoustic, but just try it anyway. That's good enough for now. Good enough for now, and then low one. That's where we got so far. Next couple notes, it says. Oh. That's what it says right there. Like. Because the last two notes of line one is a flat seven below the octave. So it teaches you to think backwards. Like, gentlemen, if this is one, then the note behind, lower than that, has to be flat seven, because it's all a big circle, right? Like one, flat three, four, five, flat seven is not in a straight line, because flat seven is going to be a whole step to the next one, am I right? So that whole line, try it. With the low note. Almost. Last two notes is flat seven. Then open. You have to have an open fourth string in there. Fourth string. That's the second to last note. So, Jerry, you can look ahead if you got it. It seems like you got it. You can look ahead and do the second line.
Sure.
All right, so just repeat after me, you guys. Five to four and back. It's going to be hard for you, Bob, but that's fine. Then flat three, one. Low one. Flat seven and one. Open. So again, nice job. You ever heard this song?
Yeah. I just
heard a brain. The second half is exactly the same, except we add a flat three and a flat seven, which I'm going to show you how to play that. So the last two notes of the whole lick is with finger three, top two strings, fret three. Please play it. One more fret up, Jerry. Yeah. So that's the last two notes that are written together. So you recognize it now?
Is that G minor?
It's similar to a G minor, but I'm only playing the top two strings, not three. If it was three, it would be G minor.
Is that called anything?
Yeah, it's called an E7 sharp 9. You guys should totally learn this chord. No, but you should learn this. No, but it's a cool, just humor me here. If you want to sound like Hendrix and play what is it called, Foxy Lady or something, Purple Haze, you got to got to learn that chord. You do an E chord and put the pinky down on those same two notes we just did. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds totally badass. You got to learn that chord. And so now you're uncovering the theory behind what's happening with that chord. It's an E chord with a flat 7 and a flat 3, which we call a sharp 9. Flat 3 and sharp 9 mean the same thing. That's a long story. That's why it's called E7 sharp 9.
E7 sharp 9?
Because you're adding a flat 7 to it. Notice, like, when you do an E chord, and then you do an E7 chord, you're actually adding a flat 7 to that chord. How do we know this is a flat 7? Because this is where it is in our pentatonic scale, right? 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. Right? So you're going to start, when you start thinking in numbers, and again, we're just introducing you to it, you're going to start making connections all over the place of what's happening underneath the surface, you know? So this is E7, but that doesn't mean you have to play E7 like this. You could play E7 by putting a 7 up here. Some people play E7 like this. Yeah, please do it for a second the way Jerry's doing it. It sounds pretty similar. If you do E7 like this or E7 like this. Yeah. And then when you add that sharp 9 on there, all hell breaks loose right there. So just go ahead and try that riff at your own pace. I'd have to practice it myself, but that's what it is.